Superman, at least the current version of the iconic superhero in a new series for DC Comics, has came out as bisexual. This version of Superman, whose name is John Kent, is portrayed as the main character in Superman, Son of Kal-El. John Kent is the son of Clark Kent, whom many know as the original Superman. Tom Taylor, who writes the series that debuted earlier this year, announced the news Monday on Twitter. Monday is National Coming Out Day. I've always said everyone needs heroes and everyone deserves to see themselves in their heroes, Taylor said. Today, hashtag Superman, the strongest superhero on the planet, comes out as bisexual. John Kent will officially come out in the November 9th issue of the series, according to Variety, and will have a relationship with reporter Jay Nakamura. Images from the comic book show Kent and Nakamura sharing a kiss together in a climatic moment for the character. Taylor told the New York Times John Kent has faced many real-world problems in the new series, including combating wildfires caused by climate change and a shooting at a high school. It was important for this Superman, Taylor told the Times, to not be another straight white savior. John Timms, who is the artist for the series, told IGN that Superman's coming out is a pretty big deal. It will be interesting to see him not only trying to find himself as a person but a global superhero in the complex atmosphere of modern life, Timms told IGN. On the other hand, I hope this kind of thing will not be seen as a big deal in the future. You could visualize how it could pan in the future when the most powerful man in the world is part of the LGBT community. So many things are on the horizon and beyond. The Superman, Son of Kal-El series was first released in July. It follows John Kent's adventures as he's entrusted with the protection of Earth. Monday's announcement received an outpouring of support from the comic book and LGBTQ community. Among them was the creator of the comic book Herald account, who said he was genuinely impressed by the news.